Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to the inaugural edition of Braves Beach House Podcast. I'm Mike Dunn, and I'll be your host for the next few editions. We're going to talk everything baseball, everything Cool Today Park, everything spring training, and all the special events and fun times that go on at Cool Today Park. You can catch the podcast on all your podcast channels, in addition to all of our social media channels. Make sure you tune in. We're going to talk with our band, Karate in the Garage, and Nick about the Tiki Time Music Fest, which is coming up August 31st at the Tiki Bar right here at Cool Today Park. And later, we'll talk about some really exciting news about the Grapefruit League 2025 schedule and who we're playing and what time and where. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. We got a very special guest with us this morning, Nick from Karate in the Garage.
That's right. I'm nervous.
Great. You've got great stage presence.
I've never done a podcast.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and about the band, and we'll talk about our festival a little bit later. But tell us about Karate in the Garage.
Well, I moved here 12 years ago from Michigan with not just me and my wife, but my brother came down eventually, and we've always been in a band together, like original music or whatever, heavy metal mostly. But yeah, we started playing and then got a band together with my best friend Mike, and he's a staple at Pop Sunset Grill, where we all worked forever. And yeah, got an original band going called Lucky You, and then my brother moved away and everybody moved and things happened, you know. And that band broke up, but I was just playing music on my couch, and my father-in-law was like, hey, you should do that at Tiki Bars. I was playing Jack Johnson or something. Mm-hmm. He's like, that sounds really good. And I was like, you think people would want to listen to that? And I was like, sure. And so Pops was the first place to be like, hey, yeah, go up on stage and do whatever you want. When we first started, it was mostly like 90s and like classic rock.
Right.
And then we've slowly transitioned into that Tiki Bar, like, you know, Zac Brown Band and like stuff like that. But yeah, it's been about 5 years, full band, like solid, where we've been doing that. I've been 2 years now, just full band, not having to wait tables or bartender. Wow. You know.
Yeah, that's great. How many shows a week would you say?
I do 5 to 6 shows a week. Yeah, half of them are solo, half of them with the band. So,
does the set list change from the solo to the band?
We don't have a set list really. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Even better.
Yeah, we have like 400 songs on a big list, and then we do hit a lot of the same ones a lot because everybody wants to hear Wagon Wheel. Everybody wants to hear Brown Eyed Girl, you know. Yeah, there's right. Just some you can't get staples. Away from. Yeah.
Well, it's funny you talk about the Tiki Bar and getting into the circuit in Southwest Florida on the coast. There's Tiki Bars virtually every corner. We've got what we call a modern Tiki Bar.
Yeah.
The Superior Pool Tomahawk Tiki Bar.
Tiki Bar.
Yeah, it's stadium. It sits on a third base line, and you can overlook the field. And you'd be surprised how many people during summer, when players are out there, you know, doing some workouts and stuff, people come in and just have a hot dog and a cold beer and
I love it.
Watch them throw the ball around. But we got you guys coming to the Tiki Festival August 31st in the Tiki Bar.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun day.
Bandana's playing.
Bandana's playing, the local staple of the music
industry.
I love
coming to Tiki Bar. We come here just to drink and
just have fun. That's very encouraging.
I remember the first time we came, we just walked around and just had a good time. We came to a spring training game. Yeah, it was awesome.
Nice. Now we got you in the rotation.
We'll get
you
singing National Anthem and all that kind of good stuff. We played here probably 6 times now.
Yeah.
Or maybe close to.
Tell us a little bit about the name. Karate.
Karaoke. Everybody always wonders.
Karaoke in the Garage.
Karate in the Garage.
Karate in the Garage.
It's a quote from a movie.
Okay.
So, you know, Step Brothers?
Yes.
So he's like, what's your favorite, you know, dinosaur? He's like, Velociraptor. And he's like, do we just become best friends? He's like, yep. He's like, do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Love it.
And so that's it's just a quote from a movie.
I would think that would be a great merch line. Do you have t-shirts?
And we do. You can go on our, yeah, they're on our Facebook and our website, karateinthegarage.com.
There you go. There you go. Mail order gifts right
yep.
there.
And
right
there. That was funny because we had a giant list of names when we were first picking names. So Pops 5 years ago let us play every Wednesday. So we play every Wednesday there. And that was when we were kind of just choosing names and just picking them out every randomly or whatever. And I hate to say this right now too, but we were like just picking random names, and 1 week we picked Smells Like Northport because we just thought it was funny. Because it like smells like Teen Spirit, you know,
right.
the Nirvana song.
Right.
So it smells like Northport. But then this lady at the bar goes, hey, I'm from Northport. And we're like, oh, and so the week prior we were karate in the garage. And so we go, oh, actually, we're karate in the garage. We're just joking. And so the third week we show up and then somebody is like, hey, I thought you guys' name, because we had a new different name we tried on. And they're like, I thought you guys' name was Karate in the Garage. And so that was 3 weeks running where somebody had recognized the name Karate in the Garage. And we're like, I guess we'll stick with it. And we were going to try to change it and then never did. And then
Pop Sunset Grill's great, great, great location, great food,
yeah.
great time. I know we saw you there a couple
That's
times.
That's home base for us because we're there every Wednesday with the band. We're there once a month on the weekends. So
it's like
and
a
we're on the other
house
side.
Band. Love it.
Yeah,
love
kind
it.
Of, yeah.
So when you're on stage and you've got Nicole in the audience making special requests,
yeah.
what song is it that you would say is requested the most?
There's a couple. Sweet Home Alabama is definitely up there.
All right.
And people kind of hear us and hear our style, and that's why we get the requests we get. So we do get like Wagon Wheel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That one we'll get a lot. Lately, it's been, you know, the guys, Morgan Wallen, Luke Bryan, stuff like that lately. Zach Bryan's a new one.
Yeah.
People have been asking me for Zach Bryan a lot lately.
So when they give you the request, you can pick through it for the most part?
Yeah. So every time I hear a request, I'll try to learn one song by that person.
Nice.
So if it's not the song that they want, at least I know a song by the artist.
Right.
And we get pretty close. If I don't know it, then I'll play something like that or in the same genre. Or close.
What song is it you want to hear? Freebird.
Yeah. And what's funny about Freebird, everybody says it. So we'll play it a little bit of it because it's always like a 7 minute song.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Exactly.
But I'll like sing the first line. If I stay here tomorrow. And then I just go into, and the birds you cannot change.
Short ending.
I can't change. And just go straight into the end. And my guitar player can do that. And we just go to the solo right at the end.
I love it. I love it. You got anything up your sleeve for the Tiki Festival?
That's a 2 hour straight. So we're just going to hit all of the best songs we got. So stuff like that where it's like, if we, you know, you usually 3 hours or 4 hours a gig or something,
mm-hmm.
but if it's 2 hours and they just want it straight through, we're just going to go straight from hit to hit,
just play the heavies. I'm sure they'll be dancing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Drinking.
Try to keep them going. Yeah.
Exactly,
dancing and stuff.
Exactly.
If I can get them dancing early, then we're just going to keep them going. So
where do you see the band in a year from now?
Well, we're trying to break into more stuff. We just did like our first like official wedding and stuff. And so trying to go that way, you know,
mm-hmm.
not wedding band, but fun party wedding band, you know,
other outlets and things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you see the crowd changing with the season?
Yeah. Some regulars don't come out during season.
Oh, I can imagine.
I won't see them.
Yeah, right. Too much traffic.
In March,
too many people.
And I won't see them at all. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be the only ones there when summer comes back around. So
right.
They keep us busy, luckily. So,
well,
again,
love
through summer, I'm still 6 days a week. You know,
that's good. And that's great. You know, we wear the dog days of summer and the rain and the heat and everything.
Yeah,
but
still
got to
play in the weather. It sucks,
right.
Yeah.
And then certainly the winter season is
Debbie canceled
great.
Some of my gigs.
Hurricanes will do that every now and then. Tropical storms will certainly do that.
Yeah, she was mean.
It did some damage from the water standpoint, certainly from the wind standpoint. But we were very fortunate here from a facility standpoint. We didn't get much damage. We had some water intrusion. But 21 inches of rain in 12 hours will do that to you. So
that was crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. Well, we appreciate you stopping by the studio and chatting with us. We can't
Thank
wait
you.
To see you at the Tomahawk Tiki Bar and Grill on August
31st.
If you're out and about in Nokomis in Venice and you see these guys, stop in. They're great, great, and very talented band. We're happy to have them on our bill. So
Skull.
We'll be right back to the Braves Beach House right after this. Welcome back to the Braves Beach House podcast. I'm Mike. We've got a very special guest with us, Butch from the band Bandana. Welcome, Butch.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. You got to tell us a little bit about the band, the origin of the band, the name, and your career. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I started show business when I was 5 years old. My parents took me to New York City, got vocal training and stage presence and all that stuff. And as I grew up, when I was 18 years old, I got a job in Times Square at the Metropole Cafe. And we met a lot of big stars, you know. We were like, you know, nothing right. at the time. But the drummer guy, what the hell is his name? My mind's not what it used to
That's
be.
That's okay.
Gene Krupa.
Gene Krupa.
Yes. And Lionel Hampton. We used to do 45-minute sets. They come on, do the 45 minutes, and then we came on. And then later on, they got Go-Go Girls. and we stayed there for 18 months.
Oh, wow. What was the name of the band then?
It was Tony G and the Gypsies.
Tony G and the Gypsies.
Yeah.
And then from there?
Well, from there, guy walked in off the street and said, you guys want to back up Sam the Sham? And we went, yeah. Because we'd been playing there, you know, so long. So we rehearsed for two days, and we went to Nova Scotia. And from there, we started traveling all over the United States. And we met a lot of people. I can't even remember all of them, you know, but we, you know, like Steve Allen and his wife. And
Sam the Sham, well known for Wooly Bully.
Wooly Bully, yeah.
It's a great song.
He wrote that.
Wow.
Yeah. It was fun. And then we did Mexico, Venezuela, all over the United States.
How did you transition from Sam the Sham and end up in Venice, Florida?
Well, like I said, I'm from New York.
Right.
And when I met my wife, Shannon, I moved here. And I wanted to raise my kids before I started doing a band again. Mm-hmm. And since all of them left the house,
right,
I got with some guys, some locals, and I went through many people, you know, to make the band what I wanted it to be. And the band that I have now is excellent. They're really good.
It's like a baseball team. It's hard to put the team together, but when you put them together, you got winning ways, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's great. I remember moving to Venice to build Cool Today Park back in 17 and 18. And you were one of the first live entertainment that I saw when I came here. And I fell in love with you. And it was at an old place called Off the Wagon.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend Nicole and myself went in there and did a lot of dancing. But it was fun. And that's when our first introduction to Van Damme.
I thought I recognized your face.
Well, you didn't see it in the post office. I know that. So
no.
How did the name Bandana come about?
I was looking for a good name for my band because we had so many different names.
Right.
So I'm sitting there at the table and I'm going, what am I going to name? And I had a bandana on my head and I said, Bandana. And that was it.
Stuck.
Yeah. And that was 30 years ago.
Wow. Wow. I'm sure that's great for the merch line.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your stage presentation and your set. If there's a favorite song that you like to perform.
Favorite song, Wooly Bully.
There you go. There
I you mean, go. Everybody knows the words.
Right.
And they sing along.
Sing along.
Yeah. That's my favorite. Yeah.
We got you scheduled for the Tomahawk Tiki Time Music Fest on Saturday, August 31st, right here at Cool Today Park in our Tiki Bar. We're anxious to get you up on stage. It's going to be a fun day.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of adult games, all-day happy hour, food specials. So it'll be fun-filled music over Labor Day weekend. We look forward to it. How do you react to the requests? Do you take many requests from the
crowd? If we can do them, you know, if we know them.
Right.
I wouldn't take a chance on something you don't know. But, yeah, we do. If we know the song, we'll definitely do it. But other than that.
Let it rip.
Yeah.
Do you each show, do you make a set list or do you just kind of go with the vibe of the room and
I have band. I have all the song lists on the floor. So whatever mood comes in,
right,
I choose a song.
Right.
And I call it off to the band and we do that song.
That's great.
And the guys in the band also sing too. Mm-hmm. So
do you play an instrument?
I used to be a bass player that with Sam.
Okay.
Yeah. And I gave it up because I wanted to front the band.
Right. Good for you. Good for you. Well, Butch, we're so glad you stopped by and joined us at the Braves Beach House podcast. We look forward to having you at the Tiki Time Festival coming up in a couple weeks.
It's
Labor Day weekend, so we look forward to it.
Thanks for being here.
We'll be right back right after this.
Time to talk baseball, folks. The 2025 Grapefruit League baseball schedule has been released. You can get a copy of it at www.braves.com or www.cooltodaypark.com. The Atlanta Braves are anxious to open up the 2025 Grapefruit League spring training schedule at Cool Today Park. The home opener is February 23rd against the Tampa Bay Rays. We play 11 different opponents at Cool Today Park over a 15-game schedule. The Yankees, the Phillies, the Pirates, the Twins. We even get a couple East Coast teams in the Nationals and the Marlins. There's all kinds of fun things that take place at Cool Today Park during spring training. In our next episode, we're going to talk and highlight all the areas you can watch fun baseball at Cool Today Park in sunny Southwest Florida. Thanks to members of Bandana and Karate in the Garage for joining us on the Beach House podcast. The Tiki Time Music Festival is Saturday, August 31st. You can see Bandana and Karate in the Garage. Gates open at 3. Show starts at 4:30. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 day of the show. CoolTodayPark.com has all of your ticket information. There'll be a fun time, happy hour all day, adult games, adult ping pong, adult beer pong, cornhole, hula hoop dancing. All of those types of things will take place at the Tiki Bar at the Tiki Time Music Fest, Saturday, August 31st. Gates open at 3 o'clock. Make sure you're there.